Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight we have a very short shiur. We are up to Simon Shin Nun Ches Si'if Yud Aleph. This is page 426, otherwise known as Reish Yud Gimel Amud Beis. And we are up to, again, as we said, Si'if Yud Aleph. So, the carpet Yosim Beis Asayim, Shehukaf Ladira, V'nichlesu Bo Mayim. What if you have a carpet that's larger than Beis Asayim, and it was Hukaf Ladira, so you're allowed to carry around that carpet. But then water entered the carpet. So we discussed how if you were Zoreya in the carpet, that could ruin the yeshivas hakarpef. What about water coming in? So then it depends. Imru yimlishtia in mevatan hadira. If that water is something that you could drink, so then adrabba, that helps with the dira, just like we spoke about planting trees where it provides you with shade and it helps for the living environment. Afilu im hamakum shenispashtu shom yosim yisasayim vafilu im hamukum harbe. And it doesn't matter how much of the karpef the water covers. It could cover more than beisasayim of the karpef, and it could be very deep water, but it's helping with the living there. V'meinam Ruim l'shtia dinam kizraim. But if the water is not roi l'shtia, then it has a din like zraim, which would ruin the status of a karpef potentially, provided that the water is 10 tefachim deep. Then it has the status of zra'im. So says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Pei Dalet, v'nichlesu bo mayim, umayri shamayim kavu v'kaimi b'tocha karpef. We're talking about that the water is stands still in the karpef, because we had previously discussed what happens when the water flows through the karpef. It came in on one side and came out on the other side. So we had learned the in Sharet Zion over here, he points out that we learned that they are cholkin rishus lefnei atzman, and then it has the din of a karmelis, and you're not allowed to be memale mayim from it. But if it's kavu v'kaimi, it's like a pool in the karpef, so then it's just something that helps with the living. Imruim l'shtia. When we say ruin l'shtia ratzalomar, what that means is l'shtias adam, that it has to be ra'oi for a human being to drink. However, there are those that are mekel even if it's not ra'oi for a human being to drink, but it's ra'oi to use for kvisa, for doing the laundry. If you look in the Sharetzi and Pei Aleph, he's quoting the Rashba in Avodas HaKodesh, who says mayim haru'in l'shtia ul kvisa, and he doesn't mean both, he means oh, and the Rambam sounds that way as well. Imru'in l'tashmish, it doesn't have to be ra'oi to drink, just ra'oi to use in some way. So that's the other opinion that's not quoted over here in the Shulchan Aruch. Ein mevatel nadira, so it's not mevatel nadira, de'ein l'chadira mu'ulamizo, because what's better than a dira that has a water source that you are able to use? Yosem yisasai. We don't say that if it's such a massive pool of water that doesn't really help with the dira, because who makes such a massive pool of water in a living space? Sometimes people have an Olympic size swimming pool in their backyard, and the Torah says it doesn't even have to be bigger than Beis Hasayim. It could even be that it takes up the entire chatzer. It still helps with living. But v'meinam ruim l'shtia, but if it's water that is not ruim l'shtia, lidach sori de la dafka b'sheinam ruim l'shtia v'lo l'kvisa, or according to the other sheet in Rishonim, if it's not ruim for any usage, kigon sheyachur ma'od, like it's filthy water, then dinam kizra'im, then it has the same status of zra'im. Mashmim l'shon zeh duhum mamish kizra'im. It sounds from the lashon over here that it literally has the same status of Zra'im, and therefore, if you recall what we learned about Zra'im, if it covers the majority of the Karpef, then the whole thing's going to be Asr, even if it's less than Sasayim of water, but it covers the majority of the Karpef. And if it covers the minority of the Karpef, so if it itself is more than Beis Sasayim, the whole thing's going to be Asr, because those are the rules of Zra'im. But the Achronim point out, though, that this is only presuming that the water is not does not have a proper mechitza that surrounds it. Meaning, if the water is in a hole in the ground that runs 10 tefachim deep, right at the edge, or at least has an incline that gets to 10 tefachim deep within 4 amos of the edge, then it's considered to have a mechitza around it. Then it's considered to be that the water is sectioned off from the rest of the chatzer, and therefore the water itself, even if it's not potable water, is going to be an area that is aser because it's not hukaf ladira, but the rest of the chatzer is still going to be mutter because it's not considered to be parutz to the makom ha'aser since it has a mechitza around it. Provided that it's 10 tefachim deep, if it's less than 10 tefachim deep, then we just view it like a muddy area that's not considered to have its own rishus. So to review what we learned tonight, we said that if you have water that enters a karpet, so if the water is usable water, according to the Mechaber, usable to drink, and according to other Rishonim, usable for even any other usage, any other natural usage, it's not mevatel the shem dira from the karpet. But if it's non-usable water, or according to the Mechaber, non-drinkable water, then it has all the same dinim as zra'im. And those dinim are that if it covers the majority of the karpef, even if it's less than beis hasayim, it asers the whole thing. And if it covers the minority of the karpef, if it's yosim beis hasayim, it asers the whole thing. But the Mishnah Berurah pointed out that from the number of the achronim, that if the water has a halachic fencing around it, meaning it doesn't have to be that it's an actual fence above ground. It could be that it's an in-ground pool where the walls of the pool have a din of a mechitza, or even an incline that gets to 10 tefachim deep within 4 amos of the edge, then it's considered to be separated off from the rest of the chatzer, and even though inside the pool is asur to carry, but the rest of the chatzer is going to be mutter. Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Simin Shin Nun Ches, Si'if Yud Beis.